Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday at the Capitol, human trafficking and child sexual abuse took center stage. The House Judiciary Committee convened at 8 a.m. to hear three bills, House Bill 109, House Bill 134, and House Bill 138. All were designed to make the prosecution of trafficking and child exploitation easier, but because of the adult nature of the bills, I won't be able to discuss them in detail here. If you'd like to find out more, please go to the Montana Legislative website at leg.mt.gov. That's leg.mt.gov. As expected, the room was filled with lawyers, members of law enforcement, and victims, all asking the legislature to take the issue seriously. First up was House Bill 109, a bill to remove the statute of limitations from sex crimes involving children. The bill grew out of the case in Miles City, where former Miles City High School athletic trainer James Doc Jensen is accused of abusing upwards of 100 male students over his 20-year career. Lawyers for the victims presented first, followed by Jensen's daughter, then members of law enforcement, and the Attorney General's office. All said the main challenge they face in this case is that the statute of limitations have expired and Jensen cannot face criminal charges. His daughter also said that she would not be surprised if Jensen knew that and waited until after he was safe to remind his victims of what he had done to further victimize them. The challenge lawmakers will face with this bill is striking a balance between victims' and defendants' rights. Childhood abuse is often repressed and doesn't come to light until years or sometimes even decades later. But everyone agrees that victims should still be able to seek justice. The defendants, on the other hand, should have the right to mount an effective defense, which could be a challenge if they're being accused of a crime that happened 30 or 40 years earlier. Witnesses die and move, and people forget details, which could be a problem for someone falsely accused. That's the reason statutes of limitations exist in the first place, and lawmakers will want to make sure to take that into consideration. The second bill, House Bill 134, is the one that we can't discuss in depth. It focuses on service provided at massage parlors that are actually fronts for prostitution. Many of the employees are being trafficked and kept on the move ahead of law enforcement. House Bill 134 seeks to create a cause of action that will allow law enforcement to more easily open an investigation. The third bill, House Bill 138, allows Child Protective Services to remove children from a home if prostitution is going on at that same location. It recognizes that in many cases, mom is conducting business with children in the house or even in the same room in the case of hotel rooms. The concern is that kids in close proximity can and do become victims themselves. We live in a broken world, and that was on display in graphic detail yesterday at the Capitol. The Montana Family Foundation testified in favor of all three bills. As we've said before, these types of crimes don't just exist, but are prevalent across Montana. We're glad that society's finally shining a big spotlight on the problem, and victims are finally able to come forward. There probably isn't one silver bullet that will solve the problem, but each of these bills is just one more tool in the toolbox of justice. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.